From Connecticut to California, Montana to Maine, North Carolina to New Mexico, and especially Washington, D.C. Yes, the eyes of the whole country turned to Texas today with not just one but two rulings from the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown, and you're listening to the Texas Standard. We're going to break down both rulings for you today, starting with the decision on President Obama's executive action on immigration. That case is the United States v. Texas. Called that because Texas led the 26-state coalition in a lawsuit claiming Obama's order was an overstep of his power. Obama announced the Deferred Action for Parents of Americans and Lawful Permanent Residents, or DAPA, plan in November 2014. It would have granted deportation relief to more than 4 million people living in the country illegally. Today, the High Court came back with a 4-4 tie. With us to help us understand what the ruling means is Alyssa Steglish, clinical professor in the Immigration Clinic at the University of Texas at Austin. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So we knew a tie could happen after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, but what does it mean in this case? I understand the ruling of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals stands?
Yes, that's true. It's certainly disappointing to the millions of individuals who would have benefited from the DAPA program, and the court's tie vote essentially leaves the status quo, which is a nationwide injunction prohibiting the Obama administration from moving forward with the program.
So what does this mean for millions of people who are undocumented? Spanish-speaking media had been urging people to get ready for this, although they truly hoped for a positive outcome.
I think at this point, and particularly with the election coming up, we may see increased political mobilization because obviously the administration was not able to answer the call for stability and a sense of protection from deportation for the millions, all of who would have had U.S. citizen children and long-standing ties to the United States.
Well, you mentioned children there. The main focus of this case has been DAPA, affecting parents. But what about DACA? Thousands of kids got their papers that said they would be protected from deportation. What does this ruling, does it mean anything for them?
The initial DACA program, which was laid out in 2012, actually withstood legal challenge. That remains in place, and young people who are eligible under that program as laid out can continue to apply. Unfortunately, the 2014 executive action did include an expansion of the initial DACA program. That was also blocked by the initial decision of the district court and the Fifth Circuit, and remains under injunction and unable to proceed in that expanded version.
And
with
so,
this decision.
So what are immigration advocates planning to do from this point forward? Is there anything they can do?
Pledging to assist, as we saw with DACA, even just providing access to counsel and a better understanding of the immigration law, about 25% of young people who had applied for DACA ended up being identified as eligible for some permanent form of relief. So certainly legal service providers are critical to ensure that folks have access to counsel and may identify other avenues of permanent relief for those who would have benefited under DAPA. In terms of organizing amongst the immigration community, as I mentioned earlier, I think particularly with the immigration being an issue in the elections, there is the opportunity to organize and call for change. Who knows what we'll see in terms of the next president and the next Congress. There will be changes there. I think it's important to remember that the DACA and DAPA programs were never intended to be a permanent solution, but rather just a step in the right direction awaiting a change in the law from Congress, and that is still the ultimate hope.
Well, and as you've said, President Obama's time in the White House is coming to an end. Do you see this as becoming an even greater talking point for the next politicians hoping to head to Washington?
I think so. I mean, it's interesting. The case can be viewed in a variety of different ways. As whoever the next president ends up being, it will place certain limits and caution on how they can proceed in immigration solutions that had traditionally been thought to be very, very robust and now remain slightly more tailored.
And real quickly, what do you think? Yes or no? Is this the most consequential deadlocked opinion since the death of Justice Scalia?
It certainly has impact on millions of individuals,
mm-hmm.
and has a very, you know, high human cost, not only to those who would have benefited from protection, but to their U.S. citizen and lawful permanent resident children.
Alyssa Steglish is clinical professor in the Immigration Clinic at the University of Texas Austin. Thank you so much.
Thank you.